Following great aging rocker tradition, the group Luscious Jackson is out with its first new album in more than a decade. Two new albums, as a matter of fact. Following another great aging rocker tradition, the group has also released its first children's album. It's called Baby DJ. Our family music reviewer, Stephen Shepherd, says Baby DJ played a big role in getting the band back together.
I'm your little baby DJ.
I love music. After going on hiatus in 2000, the members of Luscious Jackson settled down. Bassist Jill Kuniff was the first to have kids, and they inspired her and the band to record some kid-friendly tracks.
I'm your little baby DJ.
That's the track Baby DJ, with guitarist Gabby Glazer providing silly vocals. After unsuccessfully searching for a label to release the album in 2006, these songs might have stayed buried on a hard drive. But as Kuniff's bandmates had kids of their own, they thought they might have a preschool-aged hit. So, nearly a decade later, the rest of the world can hear the album, now titled Baby DJ. Kuniff says most of the album is unchanged from the original recording, and some of the songs, like Yeah Yeah, No No, definitely sound like they were written when the trio's kids were younger. At its best, Baby DJ is a slice of city life featuring everything from dance parties to an annoying pest and the pleasures of coconut ices on a summer day.
Only costs 50 cents. It looks pretty fresh, so your mama says yes. Hitting the sidewalk. You're so hot that you can't even talk. Coconut icy. It's so nice.
The band's new album for adults, Magic Hour, had its genesis in the band getting back together to finish Baby DJ, proving again that parenthood doesn't mean the end of a creative life. It can even aid its resurgence.
Silly Goofy!
Let's all be free, silly goofy. Why can't we be silly goofy? Ha ha hee hee, where is Cece? She is right here laughing with me. Go go, Cece, keep laughing with me. Go go, let's see who's laughing with me.
Stephen Shepherd reviewed Baby DJ by the band Luscious Jackson. Stephen writes about kids' music at zooglobal.com. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.